Good morning, good evening. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Be More podcast, where we inspire you to be a little bit more of every role within Salesforce ecosystem. For today's session, we are talking what it takes to be more certified. And when I was planning this session, I couldn't think of anybody else better to talk to about this than Dinesh. So Dinesh, if you're able to introduce yourself to our audience, please.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. First of all, thank you for inviting me here. And a great thank you to all of who are listening or watching this. So my name is Dinesh Yadav. I'm a solution architect at IBM and based in Atlanta, Georgia, USA. And if you include APs, I have around 45 certs and APs. And I also have MuleSoft, like other certifications as well. And I have a blog, dineshyadav.com, which is about like tutorials and Salesforce certifications. And I have two kids, 1 8-year-old and one year old.
Yeah.
And I live with my wife here in Atlanta, Georgia. So that's it.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us today and looking forward to diving into this. And not quite caught up with you. I think if I count my APs, I've got 40. So I haven't quite got as many as you, but certainly use your resources myself. So I know that they're really, really helpful and useful. So for the next couple of questions, we're going to be talking about your role. And I guess probably better to imagine that your role is somebody that's trying to encourage somebody to be more certified. And obviously a big part in what you do and kind of how you achieve that is your blog. So are you able to kind of break that down for our audience and explain kind of how you pull all of the resources and the content together and ultimately what it takes to run such a blog?
Yeah, so it all started like as a hobby, I would say. I mean, yeah. I've been in Salesforce ecosystem for more than 12 years, but I did my first certification way back in, I think, 2012. And then, like, again, I was not a big fan of certification initially, so I kept on working in ecosystem. But I think until 16, 17, I had very few certifications, probably 2 or 3, I would say. And then during the pandemic, right, we had some more time. There's nothing much to outside. So I used a lot of time to start going through Trailhead and probably get certified as well, since you have spent so much time learning a product, right? Probably it was a good, I thought, as a good idea. Let's go ahead and, like, say, Community Cloud or Experience Cloud.
Yeah.
Let's complete the modules and let's try, test it out, whether I understood everything or not. So that's when I started spending a little more time on certifications. Mm-hmm. And then when I passed the certifications, I would share on LinkedIn mostly. It was not the article or anything. I'll just share that I passed. And I kind of liked that. And people used to reach out to me that, okay, I'm also preparing. So can you give me some tips? So I'll go back to, usually I used to write in pen and paper, not on
board. Yeah.
Still old school person. So I'll just go back and maybe take some pictures of those notes and share it, send it with people. And they like used to find it useful. So going forward, I started probably, let's write it down in a Word doc, a Google doc.
Yeah.
Rather than on pen and paper, because that will be easy to share. So I used to share those links initially. Then, I mean, my wife suggested, and why don't you write it in a blog?
Mm.
Right. Started as a just Blogspot blog, not even my own domain or anything. I started that. Yeah. And during the first couple of months, it started generating a lot of interest. So probably that's when we decided, let's do it in a more proper, organized way. And that's how our blog was born. So,
mm-hmm.
so now whenever I prepare for certification, I make sure that I make some notes. And probably when I pass it, I publish it. And I'm glad that a lot of people find it useful.
Yeah.
But the challenge is that, like, I took some of the certs 2 years ago, and a lot of things have changed.
Yes.
Then it's a mess to maintain that. Unfortunately, right, we have our own professional life, right, full-time job. So that's a challenge which I'm going through right now. Like, I don't have time to go back and review them. So that is something.
Yeah, I certainly don't despise those content writers behind Trailhead. You know, the amount of refreshes and updates that they must have to do to those modules and those badges, you know, over time as things change. How do you try to ensure that you're kind of at the forefront of that change? Like, how do you keep up with all of the new certifications that are coming out and the changes that happen to the certifications as well. How do you try to keep in touch with that?
I mean, for the release notes, I've been doing that even before I did certification. I used to follow all the release notes, and some of the time I may be the spark for my project where I go through the release notes and do a presentation for the rest of the team. So that is something which I've been doing since like 2014, 15 or something like that.
Yeah.
So I make sure that it interests me, as I'm a big fan of the platform and I'm always curious to know what's coming new. When like Flows came up, I was so excited. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy to see how, right, where they started and how they are right now. So so I usually make sure that I go through the release notes. And nowadays, if I get time, I do publish a release note, like snippet of some of those features I liked or not. So that is one thing I do. And from certification, some of the new certification, I was involved as part of the credential team. So I'm also like aware of what goes behind making a site, how those process works through. And now I, again, like some, we have some of my friends, we have a competition who has more certs. So now I have doing that. So so they're chasing me.
Yeah.
I'm just results ahead of them. So I have to make sure that I have a couple of more than them.
Yeah. And I think that's...
Considering you, I have an eye on you as well. So let's see.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I think the challenge is when Salesforce retire some certs and then you kind of have to make it back up, you know, if you're in that competition.
That's a sad part, right? I think I had 7 Velocity certifications. 3 were related to Trailhead and 4 they expired. So it was so like sad. I think I spent more than a year getting those certifications studying Velocity. And all of a sudden, 4 certs were retired.
Yeah. That must be difficult.
Heartbreak,
Yeah, exactly. Heartbreak. So what do you think, and perhaps a controversial question for you now. There is some kind of argument, perhaps, within the community, and I don't know if you've seen it yourself, but like on LinkedIn and on X as well, about certifications not equaling experience kind of not necessarily translating into certifications. Do you have any thoughts on that kind of age-old argument that's out there in the community right now?
I mean, see, I myself, right, I told you, I had almost more than 6, 7, 8 years experience and had less than 8 certifications. So I've been on the both side. Like I had the experience, 8 experience, had 2 certifications or something. And then when I used to take interviews, people used to ask that, are you sure you have 8 experience? You only have 2 certifications. So it's both ways. So if you have experience and you say you have like a couple of certs and 8 experience, people doubt your experience. They think that maybe, right, you are not what you're claiming to be. And there's other way around. There are 2 experienced people who have done 20 certifications, right? So that is what I think nowadays we have seen, because some of the certs are relatively easy, right? The new format where you have like 1 in 3 answers, right? Those are relatively easy. And a lot of beginners are able to get multiple certifications in short duration time. So that is where I understand a lot of people are saying that, the certs do not match experience. But it's the other way around. So if you are 10 experience, people expect you to have certain certifications, at least the architect ones, right?
Yeah.
These ones, whether you want to be 30 certified, 40 certified, that may not be required. But having said that, like I work for a Salesforce partner and we have a partner score where those certs count to score. So sometimes it's in our appraisal that you have to get a few certifications here. So there are a few things here. So definitely there's no substitute to certifications, like substitute to experience, right? Just get what may not make you experience. At the same time, if you're experienced, I would recommend that you go ahead and get certified so that it reflects on your resume, as well as getting certification is a good way of learning. I'll tell you myself, right? Initially, I used to work on Sales Service Cloud, Sales Cloud, Experience Cloud projects. And I was getting that point where I was getting same kind of projects. Then I prepared for CPQ cert. And then because it was on my resume, I got a CPQ project and I've been working on Salesforce CPQ for last 3 years.
You can't.
So it's like, it's not like you have to be experienced to get a certification. You get a certification and you may get experience as well. So for me, it has worked out. And again, I'm right now, I had like Velocity CPQ certification as well. Yeah. So my next assignment is Velocity CPQ experience. Velocity CPQ project. So sometimes getting a certification can help you getting a new project as well. So I mean, it has helped me in getting. So probably if, because I have financial services, right? AP. I get a lot of inquiries that I have an opening for FSC Cloud project. Are you available on bench? Are you willing to change your project and come join our project? So definitely, I definitely see a lot of value based on my experience. But of course, somewhere you have to start, right? Like, how do you learn FSC Cloud? How do you learn? I will recommend go through those, right? Trailhead modules, get those super badges, get the AP credential. And I think you are at least ready to get a project. So I'm quite in favor of getting certified. I have myself benefited from certification, right? And getting assignments. And of course, once you get into a project, you learn it, right? I mean, there is no, again, bottom line is there's no substitute to experience, but certifications does matter in career growth.
Yeah, exactly. And I think you touched on some really important points there, like having worked for Salesforce partners, like a number of different Salesforce partners, I understand the kind of push to get certified and perhaps achieve a certification every quarter, and also the potential financial reward and benefit. Like some partners give bonuses for certain certs, like if it helps their partner points. And also some partners specialize in different things as well. Like for example, I've did the CPQ cert and I had to take that a number of times to be able to be successful at it, because I didn't have the experience, right? And even to this day, yes, I'm certified in CPQ, but I haven't really worked on a proper project. So I think those two things are important to consider side by side. Like, more than happy to help or work on a CPQ project, but the certification taught me a lot. And I think for me, like, one of the most valuable ones that I learned about, and again, it was a case of like just doing the cert rather than having the experience. Like, one of the partner certs for security and privacy touches on Shield and Data Mask and Security Center. Like, I hadn't really understood any of those Salesforce products before. But now I've done that cert, I've got that foundation, and I'm thinking, okay, well, maybe those products can help this client because they're in financial services or whatever it is, because they've got those compliance needs. Maybe Security Center could help with this, and the Privacy Center could help with that type thing. So there's definitely part of that, and I'm glad that we touched on it. But I do kind of understand the counter argument. If somebody achieves 20 certifications in a year, they can't potentially be experienced in all 20 things, right? So I think it does need to be taken with a pinch of salt. But at the same time, at the end of the day, employers are looking for certifications. If you don't have the certifications, then you probably get screened out of the process, because you're going to have a CV reader that looks for CPQ or Salesforce admin, whatever it is, and it's just going to discard you if you don't have those certs, right? So I understand both sides. What do you think about that?
Yeah, sure. I told you myself, right? Like, I have like 8 years experience in Salesforce ecosystem, and I have 2 or 3 certs, and somebody told me in doing an interview that, are you sure you have that experience? So they doubt. So definitely, I mean, I don't recommend, like, if you're 2 year experience and you become 20X certified, but if you are 10 year experience,
yeah,
at least 10 certs or some certs, like at least the core ones, right? Service Cloud, Experience Cloud, and the app architect and or system architect, all those, get that, because it gets that credibility to resume, as well as if you want to work on a different product, like if you're tired of working on the same Sales Cloud, Service Cloud implementation, if you want, right, to go into Communication Cloud, probably getting right Communication Cloud AP, good, maybe a good start to get start, right, getting yourself thinking towards that, and maybe helping your potential employers, or right, or in our big org, right, there are project managers who are looking for resources, right? They see in your resume that you are certain product certified, then definitely you get into that radar. Maybe it might not end up in a job or a project, but it is a good start. And as you, and again, even with like 12 experience, we are still learning, right? Salesforce, release, you have new features, so we can't say, even I cannot say that I have 12 experience and I'm expert at any one product, but get certifications or getting super badges, even super badges.
Yes.
Forget about certification because it has some cost involved. I recommend people, if you're not able to afford certs because your employer does not sponsor or whatever,
mm-hmm.
go ahead and get those right super badges.
Yeah.
And they will definitely help you understand those right products, like those app products, and get mastery in it. And maybe that will help you getting your next assignment.
Yeah, I think that's solid advice there. And I think kind of touching on a little bit what you said, like if something interests you, then you could potentially study it and then kind of deviate down that path. Like for me, I'd worked with Experience Cloud for a long time, mm-hmm. A number of years, and I never really explored CMS, right? Mm-hmm. Until I kind of got to a point where, okay, I'm going to try the CMS AP and ultimately study towards that. And now I'm thinking, oh, actually, I don't need a custom Lightning component for this. I can just use a CMS component with a button, you know? You don't have that chain of thought until you know the material or you've learned it and maybe done the cert as a result. Do you think there are any certifications like that that really resonated with you and you're still using to this day, like almost like a breakthrough like certification, really?
I mean, I was very fascinated about Velocity. I mean, initially, like the first few years, I never had like touched on this, but then I got an opportunity to learn Velocity, and I liked a lot of design patterns implied right in those managed yeah. packages. And I have used some, I've copied or used or inspired by some of those design patterns in some of the other applications I have developed for some of the other projects. So definitely when I study a managed package or something like Velocity, I try to see some of the values they have, right? Like they have stored procedures, or they have this, right? A lot of design patterns where they store a lot of data as metadata, right? How yeah. they have done that. Mm. I've tried to use some of those learning in some of the other application. I have solutions for other projects.
Uh-huh.
So I think Velocity as a product, I have been quite inspired, like how nicely it is done. There are so many managed packages, but I believe Velocity, now it's merged with industries, right? But the way CPQ and the industry CPQ is designed and all those, the product catalog, everything, I find it very impressive and have used it several times. Some aspect of the design patterns used there.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. I think that's great. And do you like have a line between like if there was a new certification that came out and maybe it was in Slack or MuleSoft or Tableau or Salesforce, you know, the ecosystem is kind of expanding. Like I've recently explored some like Slack certifications myself, as I know you have too. Like, is there a line where you would say, okay, actually, like I'm not going to do that because it's different to what I'm doing now? Or do you think that there are transferable skills that you have that maybe you learn in, I don't know, your Sales Cloud consultant that you can now apply to your Slack consultant exam? Do you think there's a little bit of that going on?
I mean, as an individual, I find it interesting to learn. I have done like so many things. I did like Amazon Cloud certification. Like, I found it very interesting. Like, I never knew they had so many products. I get to touch a lot of them, right? So I find it, although I never use any of them in any of the projects. So for me, I think time is the line because, again, we have a full-time job, right? And
it's
our priority. So probably if I have some time, I would love to do, like, I always wanted to learn Tableau, but I never got time. I never got time. So probably time is a constraint. Otherwise, I plan to do Google Cloud certification someday, but it's not planned, at least this year. Me, time. Otherwise, I'm open. For my blog, I learn, like, WordPress from scratch, SEO. So many things they're not required from my day-to-day job, but I learned WordPress and search engine optimization and all those things. So, as an individual, I find it interesting to learn. There's so many things I learn. Like, my son is learning guitar and he's teaching me guitar. So
already?
I love learning new things even at this age. So
Only
time is something I wish I had more time.
I get that. So if there's somebody that's kind of looking to progress towards a particular certification, what advice would you give them in order to start their learning journey?
Yeah. So first thing is that give it due time. Like, I mean, yeah, don't do it in a hurry. Like, suppose you're doing anything, just give it time. So if you go to trailhead, I mean, sort of right now, right, when we were in like 2012 or 13, there was no trailhead. So we just used to get the exam guide. And I used to just take every sentence in the guide and put it in help and look for all the topics. And that is how I prepared the initial exams, right? There was no like blogs or training materials. We used to take the guide, take the sentence from the guide, look into the search. Okay, this topic has these things. And we used to learn like that. At least that is what I used to do. That is how somebody told me. And that is how I did first couple of certifications, 2012 or 13. But now since trailhead came, right, everything is so streamlined. So for each and every certificate, there is a trail mix. So that is the first I would recommend, the genuine source. I know there are sites elsewhere, but they are all taken from there. So why not? And some of the things lost in translation, right?
Yes.
So there'll be some site on Udemy, but a lot of documentation comes from, the content comes from Salesforce and help as well. So why go there? Just take from the source. So, and give time. So if the cert, say 60 hours, go through those modules. And if I get a super badge or enhanced on exercise, I will recommend go, because most of the certs, they expect you to, they don't test your knowledge, they test your understanding of the concept, right? So if there is a hands-on assignment in that module, I would recommend that you go ahead and get a org and those hands-on so that you're able to understand. Yeah. And probably make your own notes. I make my notes, right? But that is something based on my memory, because something I remember. So I don't make a note because I know it was so obvious to me. I don't take a note because it's so obvious to me, I will remember. I never. But for somebody else, it may not be that obvious. So make your own notes, because those modules are like 60 hours. At the day of the exam, you don't have 60 hours to go back and reach each and every day, right?
Yeah.
So make a note so that just on the day of the exam or a couple of days before the exam, you don't have to go through all those modules and probably do it twice or thrice, probably at least twice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I make sure I go through the module because I don't have very good memory. So I make sure I go through those modules at least twice before attempting the exam. So these are some of the things. And for prep, and at the time of exam also, again, the way the exams are like, it is multiple choice, right? So sometimes you may not know the answer, but it's so easy to figure out. It derives the answer because you start removing the least probable answer. Then this may never be correct. So now you're left with one in three. And then something like that you can do at the time of exam. So these are some of the tips I would like to give for somebody who's preparing for cert.
Yeah, I think those are great tips. And I use some of those myself. So I'm definitely a fan of notes and certainly understand if I know something already, then I probably won't make a note of it because I kind of know it already. But at the same time, if I don't know something, I'll be sure to dive into it a lot, make sure I understand it thoroughly, and perhaps like twice or thrice understand it to make sure that I can then apply it to whatever concept is tested in the exam, because the exam doesn't necessarily just test what you know, it's how you apply it as well, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. So thinking about your own journey, really, and all of the work that you've done to get the blog up and running and all of the great resources that are there, if you were to do that again, would you do anything differently? Do you think there's something that you would change or approach in a different way?
I've learned over the period of time. Initially, I mean, yeah, the notes were mostly on my point of view, something which I could decipher.
Yeah.
So, right, something which I noted it for myself, and then somebody asked, I put it there. So probably get into more formalized way, like some of the other mature blogs, you're aware, right? How they write. So probably write in that way. But again, it remains a hobby for me. I mean, I have a full-time job, so I don't spend a lot of time on this, and this is how it will be. I mean, I have no plan to take it more seriously. It'll just be a hobby, and I like it that way, and that's how people have loved it, because I'm doing it as a profession or something. It's just there and it's free, right? Mm-hmm. There's no paywall or no login required.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
okay.
I mean, I think I could have done a better job at writing it, but again, I am not a blogger, full-time blogger, or I don't aspire to.
Yeah.
I think I'm quite happy the kind of love it got. I never thought it'll become so popular. I appreciate it. I get feedback from a lot of people on LinkedIn. Mm. I meet them, they found it useful. I never thought it'll be that popular. But at the same time, I don't have any big plans for it. It remains. That's it.
Yeah, awesome. Well, I think it's kind of not really until you start doing something like this that you realize how international the Salesforce community is. Like, we're right now sat here having a conversation at two different sides of the globe, you know? Yep. And ultimately, I know of your work, you know of my work type thing, you know? Like, I think it's a great ecosystem where we kind of come together and help each other in different ways. So I think that does really resonate here. If you were to perhaps summarize like skills or attributes to somebody that's basically an exam candidate or studying for an exam, are there any particular skills, attributes, or qualities that you think somebody should have to be able to best prepare for an exam?
I mean, you should have keenness to learn and learn non-new things. Keep in mind, like, suppose like you have been a sales cloud person and now you're learning, say, velocity. You should be open. Okay, this is not my right. I've been working on Sales Cloud. I just want to focus on Sales Cloud. It's not going to be like that. You at some point in time, you have to know new technologies. You have to get on new projects. Mm. That is, I've talked to some people. They find it challenging, right? They said that, no, I know Sales Cloud and I want to be in Sales Cloud for the rest of my career. So I tell them, no. That may not happen, right? You may have to open a lot of skill sets. So start, be open to learning new things. So that is where if you are preparing for certification, be open to learn new things outside your comfort zone. So suppose like you are a purely functional person, but maybe velocity cert may be a little technical, right? You may have to go and create a stored procedure. It may not be coding, but it requires some button clicks in there. So you should be open, right, to going to your comfort zone. You may not be expected to create a stored procedure in the actual work you're doing. You may be a BA, right, for a velocity project. You may not be expected to create a stored procedure, but if you're doing that cert, you have to go outside your comfort zone, maybe get your hands dirty and create a few procedures and to pass the exam. So that is something I would recommend people to be keen to learn, ready to go beyond your comfort zone.
Yeah.
And be ready for failure as well, right? I have failed. I mean, sometimes I think I'm most prepared and I fail miserably. And sometimes I think, it's a tricky one. And somehow you just pass. I mean, but still, I'm not convinced. Sometimes you just pass. So I feel that I may have passed it. I feel that, I should have prepared a little more. So you should be ready to fail and learn from mistakes. So again, you fail, you get the feedback. So go back to those topics or areas where you scored least and go back and revise and think about what went wrong, maybe you and prepare and try again.
Definitely. I think that's really important, like being prepared to fail, because as human beings, we celebrate our successes really well and we're really vocal about that. But we don't necessarily, maybe celebrate is the wrong word, but share our failures. Two, I think it's really important to do that, because ultimately we can learn from each other and learn from our mistakes and become better. And it wasn't until I was kind of asked to sit down for like Salesforce Ben and write an article about what I learned about failing Salesforce exams, I didn't realize like I failed like 18 or something like in total. But I didn't tell anybody that, right? And I don't know why. Maybe it's a British thing. Maybe it's just like a pride thing as well. I don't know quite what's going on in my head sometimes. But I think it's really important to share. I tried something and it didn't go to plan. Has anybody else tried it? Do you have any tips, advice, or great resources? Because then I think that starts the conversation. What do you think?
I mean, I don't have any resource as such, but I mean, you should be prepared. And I have failed. So it's time to go back and reassess, right? How I studied. Sometimes, like, you are more optimistic.
Yeah.
So then you go back to the roots, right? Going back to going through the entire trailhead modules a couple of times, making sure that I doing the hands-on, right? Hands-on is one more time, create a fresh org. Yeah. I remember there was a super badge for billing specialist. I mean, I took me more than 2 years to complete that. I mean, I did once, and there was one module where I couldn't pass, and then I got busy with work, and then that org expires. Then you have to begin from scratch again. Then also I couldn't pass, and I that also expired. Then the third time I created another org, went through all the exercises again, and it was so satisfying for me that to finally pass. And so this is one super badge which took me almost more than 2 years to complete it, right from the day I started. I got it. So you should be, it's heartbreaking, but you should be prepared for that. That is how the life is, right? You don't get everything smoothly, and you should be able to reassess how you prepare. Right, give more time, and not every certification is made equal, right? And so some certs are difficult. So you have to adjust your study plan according to the certification.
I think that's really solid advice there. Not every certification is equal. We know that from some of the APs being 20, 30 questions, and then the Salesforce ones usually being 60 questions. You know, they're just not quite on the same playing field. And I think it's important to remember that. So kind of bringing today's session to a close a little bit, but before we do go, is there one thing you'd like to change or make people more aware about becoming kind of more certified? Like, is there a myth or kind of a common misconception? I know we've touched on one already, but is there anything else that you'd like to share to just kind of clarify for our audience really?
So, I mean, I think people are racing to, they want to have, too many certifications too soon. I would advise them, take your time. I mean, there's no pressure. Even if you do one, one cert a quarter, you have four certs, and if you are in industry for 8 to 10 years, you will have all those certs, right? All, probably every cert there. So don't hurry up, and do give proper justice to the one which you are doing it. Spend appropriate time for that. And don't chase numbers.
Yes.
And no shortcuts. I mean, sometimes people, they try to take help. What happened, some people on LinkedIn, they'll just give me a question. And they give me can you give me the answer? So I don't encourage those, right? Some people will get some question from somewhere and they'll say, okay, I have this question, I have a doubt. Can you give me the correct answer? So don't do that, right? I mean, getting questions from somewhere and asking people's help to give you the correct answer rather than, probably I'll give them the help article which has the answer rather than giving them ABCD is the correct answer. Probably I try. Sometimes I'll ignore it. Other times, if I have time, I'll search for the help article, which all you have to do is take this question, go to the help article, read that article. It'll take 5 to 10 minutes. You'll know, right, the concept rather than the answer. So just, I will suggest people to not to take shortcuts. Right, not to search for questions and try to get answers from your help around and shortcut. The idea of getting certification is to learn that product, because the idea of having cert is to get a job or get a project, right? And to deliver in that project, right? So just getting the answer will not help you. Understanding the topics, what it takes to implement that product is what you need to learn. And it will help you in your day-to-day job, right? You'll be able to do your job early, right? Or in a better way, in high quality. So that is what I'll suggest people. No shortcuts.
Yeah.
Take your time. And eventually you'll have 46 certs. If you spend 8 to 10 years in this, you'll have.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a race. Take your time, I think, is kind of what I take from that. And also definitely a reminder about kind of sharing or using exam dumps that is not allowed. If you're caught, Salesforce can and will take all of your certifications away. The amount of times I have to remind people of that on the Trailblazer community, I do see them as well. Sometimes somebody will post a question and say A, B, C, D, and they'll say it's D, but can you explain why? And I'm kind of like, well, actually, I'm kind of missing the point really here. You need to understand why yourself, because if that comes up in the actual exam, then you're not going to be able to answer it, you know?
And once you put in that project, right, then you have to ask again for the help. To deliver, right? The idea is to get a job in ecosystem and survive and be good at it, right? Not only, I mean, be good at it so that you get promoted and you rise in the organization, right? So that starts from the day you start preparing. You be honest to yourself.
Yes.
Be honest to your career, right? So that you follow the correct path and you grow in the right ecosystem.
Yeah, exactly. And I think honesty, authenticity is really important because people really respect those values. So unfortunately, we are bringing today's session to a close. But before we do go, what's the best way for people to connect with you? Remind us of the link for the blog, and are there any other kind of resources or tools that you wanted to shout out as well?
Yeah, so for resources point of view, right, I think Partner Learning Camp. I think it started in 2018 or 19, if I remember correctly, 19 or 20 somewhere. I mean, that is when I came to know that there's something called Partner Learning Camp. So it was a life-changing moment for me. I get access to so many modules which are not available, right, on help or trail.
Yes.
So if somebody is not aware of PLC or Partner Learning Gap, if you do not have access, if your employee is a Salesforce partner, get access to it. There's a lot of materials which is not available.
Yes.
Right. So that is one thing I would like to share. Others, people are already aware of those famous blogs, right?
Like
I personally follow Salesforce Ben and Epic Sars.
Yes. Right?
And then you have a lot of YouTube channels. I mean, yeah, there are a lot of community events which are happening. So just figure out. I'm a fan of in-person events.
Yes.
To know, right? There are a lot of virtual happening. If you're not able to join on in person, do join that. But just figure out. There's so many right community groups in almost every major city in the world. So figure out the one nearest to you, right, where you live, and try to attend the session. Get to meet people from your area, right? Try to present.
Yes.
I mean, I remember the first presentation I gave. I was literally very nervous, right? Standing in front of 300 something people. So it's a good experience to start learning from your right community meeting in your area.
Yeah.
And then if you want to reach me, probably LinkedIn is the best way to reach me. I mean, yeah, let's drop me a message on LinkedIn. And then my blog is dineshyadav.com.
Yeah. Okay, awesome. Well, thanks again for your time today. And hopefully when this goes out, we'll inspire people to be more certified. So thanks again. Thanks for tuning in to Be More with Tom Bassett. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave any feedback in the comments.